Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Talked about it, even though I haven't wanted to talk about it all offseason. Brock Purdy's contract, Brock Purdy's contract, Brock Purdy's contract. What do you do with Brock? I want to ask you a question. At 24 years old, this is second full season. And we know what's transpired this year with the roster. We don't have to go down the rabbit hole. We know. We've all watched the games. I'll just ask the basic question. Do you believe Brock Purdy can get better at the quarterback position with the San Francisco 49ers? Do you believe Brock Purdy can improve of what he's done so far?
What do you mean by that?
Can he get better? Can he get better? Forget the stats. Well, can he improve on his deep ball accuracy? Can he improve on the out routes? Can he improve with throwing the ball with steam? Can he improve on understanding what the defenses are doing to him? Can he improve as a player?
Yeah,
mental side, yes. Can he improve all around as a player?
Absolutely on the mental side. There's no doubt about it.
It's the mental side, not the physical traits.
Well, I think it's really hard to, like, for example, in baseball, you don't go, I throw 88, now all of a sudden I'm throwing 97.
No doubt.
Right? So, like, you can improve a little bit in terms of arm strength and be a little more accurate because you cleaned up some of your footwork. But to me, like, it's the cerebral side where you see the tremendous growth for most players at the quarterback.
Can he get
position.
Better there?
I would think so.
He's only 24 years old.
Don't you think that, like, Peyton and Tom Brady were better in their 30s and mentally than they were in their 20s?
It's why I'm asking the question.
Yeah,
he's
so I do think he can get better there. But, like, I do also see some of the limitations, you know, that he brings to the table.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Table. Now, when I saw the report from Tom Pelissero yesterday, and it was floating all over the internet, and everybody's losing their minds, my thing was this. And we'll get to the financial portions of it because you know me, I love studying the money.
No, I love the money too, but I think we get too bogged down about the money, and especially when it's not our money. And I'm all for individuals trying to maximize their worth, their self-worth.
Yeah, I just want my team to be great.
Yeah,
so, I want to be able to spread the money around and have a great team. So like I look at it this way, like the Niners just got like an L in the rain where they didn't even get into the red zone. You've had four of your five worst passer-rated performances in four of the last five games that you've played in. The Bears game is the only one that he actually looked good in. And this is by the stats. And we've had an entire offseason and year of contracts and money and this. And believe me, I understand the business element. I wake up to my quarterback. Now before the season's even concluded, he is got his agent out here leaking stuff to Pelissero that he wants to get paid top dollar. It's just, yeah, you deserve a raise, but I don't want to hear about it right now. That's where I came down.
You know what is fascinating?
I don't want
to
hear about it.
I do want to hear from the folks who said, oh, Brock Purdy seems like the type of guy who's going to take a discount. And what did I say? Oh, we better put the brakes here. Business is business. Well, a lot of people thought, oh, Brock Purdy's just going to waltz on in. And hey, you know what? I know I was in the last pick of the NFL draft. Go ahead to shave something off top. I'll take a little discount. No. This is not how it works. Not how it works for him. But he's only 24 years old. So before we even like get to the dollars and cents, because the money's going to be what the money's going to be. He's worth what a team says he's worth, right? Whatever contract they give him, that's what he's worth. And he believes he's worth top dollar. And when you look at the guys who are making top dollar, you know, Brock Purdy may have an argument here. He may have an argument. But do you believe on the front end that Brock Purdy can get better at the quarterback position? He's only 24 years old. Is there any room for improvement? Let's go to Derek in Austin, Texas.
Before you go out to Derek, yes, he can mentally get better and maybe a little bit physically. But I also, the thing that worries me, he's already had a major elbow surgery. I believe there's something going on with the shoulder currently. Guys also depreciate in the game of football. Like, not everyone physically gets better. Some physically get worse. And I look at Jimmy Garoppolo as an example, clearly of a guy who physically got worse and mentally got worse as the games went on. So it's not always a given that you can physically get better.
Now, Jimmy was deeper into his career, though, right?
Of course.
He was, what, 28?
Yeah.
27? Brock's only 24.
Okay.
Only 24. He's a young man. I'm going to keep that
Jimmy
in perspective.
Jimmy also didn't play for a couple of years because of the Tom Brady situation.
Yeah, but he got hurt as soon as he came in.
No doubt.
Brock has showed us that he could play through injuries. He's a tough player. He's a tough SOB. He could play through. The guy came back from Tommy John. We didn't think it was possible he'd start against Pittsburgh. And he did. And he had a spectacular season. Let's go to Derek in Austin.
Yeah, but I'm still now questioning the arm right now. Like, right? I don't know what's going on with
that's
the
fair.
Arm.
Derek, what's happening?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. I think with the Brock thing that I think Shasky, I kind of agree with you that, you know, nobody wants to pay anybody $70 million for Brock. But the one thing I think Brock's kind of been overlooked this year is, and when people say about regression and we're not sure if we want to pay him, is he was actually throwing the deep ball pretty well over the last couple of years. He didn't do bad at it. And the regression, I think maybe because he's actually pretty hurt. And we're just not hearing about it. It's like when Warner was hurt, we were like, oh, Warner's kind of come down after the first few weeks. And then everybody's like, well, what's happened to Warner? He must have hurt. Well, he was hurt. And I think Brock's hurt. You know, he missed a game. They rushed him. I think he's tried to get back. And I think that's kind of been the problem with his deep ball lately. As you noticed, since he's been back, Brock has not run at all. And he was running a lot earlier in the year and getting out of trouble and stuff like that. And the last thing is, we all know, dude, the offensive line is terrible.
Yes.
So you got a guy that's probably hurt. The offensive line's horrendous. And, you know, that's probably why a little bit of the regression, and for, you know, and we all know about the injuries, but
Derek,
Brock,
real quick,
I think Shasky are a little bit tough on him.
Yeah, Derek, I'm kind of with you here. To me, the context matters. You have no Christian McCaffrey. We all baked out Christian McCaffrey playing. There's a tremendous drop off from Jordan Mason to Christian McCaffrey. So, boom, your red zone issues are a problem, right? All of a sudden, you can't score in the red zone. You can't score touchdowns. You're settling for field goals. And last year, you're scoring touchdowns. George Kittle's missed time. Deebo Samuel's time. Deebo Samuel's not the same player. Isn't that a factor? And then, Derek, I don't know if maybe I'm the only one in this boat, but it felt like we underrated Brandon Ayuk's value to this offense and what he did for Brock Purdy. And he's the one guy who could beat press man. And what are we talking about today as we head into late December? Oh, the 49ers can't beat press man coverage.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And that is true. But I think the overall thing that Shasky keeps, and when I usually agree with Shasky on a lot of things, which is crazy, that I can't believe
Wait.
I really do think Brock's hurt.
Derek, does that mean you disagree with me a lot?
No. But I do tend to agree with Shasky.
Here's what I would say to you.
Wow, you just broke my heart.
Brock's a really good player, right? He's a really good player. And everyone keeps talking about the market. And I understand the market. I want to see him stay with the Niners. He deserves a pay raise. Clearly, a big pay raise, because he's making one of the lowest amounts. I mean, even look at the backups. Look at how much he's making. He's got like the 72nd or whatever it is, the 54th highest quarterback price tag this year. So obviously, this guy deserves a tremendous amount of money, and he's going to get it. He's going to get it some way, one way or the other. The question now becomes, like, how much, and then how much are the guarantees, and when can you get out of it? And that's where I'm looking at. Now, you're asking me, can he get better? Now, his first 25 games, the guy threw 45 touchdowns with 11 interceptions, and they had an all-star squad around him. The last 18 games, and that's starting with the Baltimore game, and I'm telling you, I'm cherry-picking the numbers because I'm starting at one of his low points. He's got 20 touchdowns, 15 interceptions, 7 fumbles. The team is 10-8. In the prior 25 in that he played in, they were 20-5, right? So
But doesn't the context matter, though? The defense is not the same as last year. The special teams is much worse. The field goal kicker's worse. You're not getting the sack totals. Your offensive line is probably worse than it was a season ago. So to me, the Baltimore game, trust me, the Baltimore game, I can't get that image out of my head. But he did bounce back and lead two game-winning drives and two game winning or game rallying
but
victories in the playoffs.
When you want to get top of the market, Bonte, when you want to get top of the market, well, then you have to perform top of the market when things aren't great around you.
Well, that's
I think that's where I'm saying, like, this is a classic good to great conversation, which is very nuanced. No one says he stinks. He deserves to get a pay raise. He's going to get a pay raise. He's going to make a lot of money. Should he make, and I'm just going the guarantees at signing, should he make 230, which is number one for Deshaun Watson? No. I don't know if I'd pay anyone that. Should he make 146 guaranteed at signing, which is what Burrow got? No, I don't think so. Trevor's crummy contract, which everyone agrees is awful, at 142, which is the third highest guaranteed at signing. No. Lamar's 135. No. I think he falls in somewhere between Kirk Cousins' $90 million and Lamar Jackson's 135. And if I had to guess, it would probably be slightly above Nick Bosa's $122 million guaranteed at signing.
Still a lot of coin. It's a lot of coin.
And you know what? But if you break it down and it's over a three-year period, right?
It's not bad.
You're looking at $45 million guaranteed. $45 million guaranteed. I think he's going to slot in somewhere in that 135 guaranteed range just behind Lamar.
Let's go to...
It's a lot of money.
Let's go to David in Denver. David, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, my quick take on this, and I think the other caller, he may have been onto something. If there is some injury stuff going on, then yeah, you know, maybe we don't know. But I do feel... Brock has earned, he's earned it, man. He's earned, and I'm not talking about the specific money, but just the chance to continue to show us that he is the guy. I think two things are true. One is that, you know, there has been some regression in my eyes this year, and at the same time, I think he's a guy. I think he has the character and the makeup that, you know, that he's the guy I want as a quarterback, man. Like, you know, yeah, I guess, people can always look at the shiny toy of like someone who's got some other gifts, you want that big arm, like, okay, go sign Sam Darnold or something. You know what I mean? Like, I get people think like that. But the dude's shown enough in my eyes that I want him as our quarterback. At the same time, I can say I've seen things this year that were problematic and made me kind of concerned. Now, I think context does matter. So to your point, you know, Vontae, I think those things do matter. But I just think the guy's earned it, you know, to give him another year. He is young. To see from this point on, we've seen the good. We've seen a little bit of bad now. Now let's see where he goes from here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Let's go to BPA. BPA, what's happening?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
I've been a huge Brock guy, but sorry. Just off the heels of his performance this year and last offseason just being this sort of like embarrassingly selfish group of guys that just everybody's just, I'm going to get mine kind of mentality, which has permeated through the season. I don't want him at 60. He's not a $60 million quarterback. If there were any questions about that, this year has proven that. And wow, bad timing. Just the absolute worst timing to drop that. I almost wonder if the Niners dropped it, you know, sort of like early on in the negotiation. And, you know, the message being, dude, you now put a lot of pressure on yourself to ball out at the end of this year. And you've been stone cold bad for a while. So,
well,
yeah, it completely changes my take on it.
BPA, yeah. Isn't it hard to ball out when, and I'm not making an excuse for Brock Purdy because he does have to play better. Thursday was his worst game of the season, by far. I was there in person. I was like, wow, this guy, he's really bad today. But doesn't the weapons around you have to do something to make us, like, I look at play caller, I look at offensive line play. This is why football is just not a one-man sport. This is why it drives me crazy when we do quarterback win stats and QBR. This is not all the quarterback. You need a team to really be functional. And right now, I mean, this team's a mess.
Well, didn't a week before, Brock was, you know, Tom Brady on steroids, according to David Lombardi.
Right? Well, you're talking about a guy who...
A week earlier.
You're talking about a guy who may have some, I don't know, some insecurity issues or whatnot, because I don't subscribe to whatever the hell he's
saying?
Doing.
What are you saying, BPA? I don't know. I want to hear what you...
That guy doesn't hold the word.
Okay,
He's not God, David Lombardi.
He was great. A week earlier, Brock was... He was great, right? I mean, he was almost perfect.
Well, we also know that they're playing the Bears with an interim head coach and a first-time defensive play caller, and Thomas Davis being their head coach. So what did we say on the show? Brian, you listen to us. You tweet at us. You listen to the show. What did Shasky and Bonte say after the Bears game? Not much, right? You know what I'm saying? I don't really care what David Lombardi has to say.
I think you said my quarterback. I think that was sort of the sentiment. But, I just, at this point, man, it's just the future. Yeah. The future is murky for the 49ers. That's the vibe.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Like, I think, so, like, on one hand, right, B? You can't go April 1st, and we've got mini camp, and I don't have my quarterback.
Yeah, that's what
we can't. That I acknowledge.
I was trying to debate that Friday, saying that, hey, not even debate it, but saying, you really, like, callers would say, well, we just play hardball. Look how that worked out this season for the 49ers.
But if he wants every single dollar, if you kind of get the sense of that from the beginning, like, I think you have to be open-minded on this one. If he wants every single dollar and he's looking to break Joe Burrow's $146 million guaranteed at signing, I'm sorry. Like, if that's the case, I want to be very specific. If that's the case, dude, then go look around the league and you tell me who's giving you that. You have to do that, because the worst thing you could do is pay the wrong guy. Now, that being said, everything I just went down, could you survive giving him 100 plus million and it'd be an absolute nightmare? Yeah, actually, you could, because I just see the Denver Broncos doing it right now with Bo Nix. And Bo Nix threw like a zillion picks yesterday. They're eating $85 million in dead money for Russell Wilson, and they found a way to build a team around Bo Nix, a rookie quarterback, and they've somehow bounced off the Russell Wilson money, but they did it because they drafted extremely well. And they leaned into these cheap, inexpensive players, and their play caller has been outstanding. So you can, if it is a nightmare and you pay them $100 million, there is a template out there where you could still survive a little.
All right.
It's not, believe me, it's not the path I'm trying to go.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's a very interesting path.
But if he wants every dollar, I do kind of look at him sideways. Like,
I do get blown away, though.
You can't sit here and say, I'm not as good this year because I don't have all my weapons, and then say, I need 26% of the cap, but, you know, surround me with talent moving forward. Dude, like, those aren't congruous thoughts.
I do get blown away in sports, though, how we're so, and I'm not saying flippy-floppy or whatever, but how we're so day-to-day on things. It's fascinating to me that 3 months ago you couldn't criticize this guy. You couldn't even criticize this guy. Now it's a whole different ballgame.
Well, if you buy a house and you didn't know that the roof was actually ready to collapse after one big rain, well, then change your impression?
Well, that's your dumbass fault for buying the house.
Well, things happen. Sometimes you open up walls and there's dry rot.
That's your dumbass fault. You got to do your investigation on this stuff. Let's go to Willimer. It's like a car.
Yeah, but you never bought a lemon at any point in your life?
No, that's why a car. I know people who work in dealerships, and so when I check out a car, I always send the information to people I trust to say, okay, what's the deal with this car's history?
Yeah, but you can't.
And then you get X, Y, and Z. It's like, yeah, I'm going to set off that car.
But
You got to go deeper, Spinotti. You got to go deeper.
What happens when you get hit at the intersection, like Brandon Ayuk? Like, you paid, you did your Carfax report, and then an accident just happens. Like, sometimes there are things that are out of your control.
Will and Moran, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. So, one of the big things that I look for quarterbacks that deserve big paydays is efficiency. And what blows my mind about the whole Brock Purdy situation is that if you were to change the player and you put Josh Allen in Brock Purdy's shoes, it would be a surefire thing. It would be a no-brainer. Obviously, we're going to pay Josh Allen. Like, what a stupid question, Will. Like, obviously, we're going to pay him. Well, what blows my mind is that Josh Allen, throughout his career, has had years where he's thrown 15 interceptions, yep, 14 interceptions, 18 interceptions, fumbled 9 times, including that. Brock Purdy's first full year was under a thicker microscope and was nitpicked harder and didn't even come close.
Hey, Will.
To 18 turnovers total. And I'm a Ravens fan, dude. Like, I don't understand what y'all are drinking in SF. You guys have a sick player.
Dude,
like,
Will, you're cooking. I'm going to let you cook and finish the call. But I remember the dialogue with Josh Allen over the last couple years. It was like, oh, he's regressed. You can't win with this guy. And now you see him. It's like, wait, maybe guys get hurt. Guys have bad games. Bad games are possible. It's possible to have a bad game. Like, it is what it is. You're not going to be perfect. Steph Curry is the greatest warrior ever. He's not perfect. Hell, he only makes 45% of his threes. Like, that's 55% of his misses. So, we'll keep cooking because I like where you're going here.
So, yeah, all I'm saying is that you guys have a great player who not only takes care of the football, but even in an injury-riddled year with himself being injured, he's still finding a way to being extremely efficient and keeping you in game.
Will, you're talking about Josh Allen very flippantly, and I literally went down this rabbit hole yesterday because I was looking at the different numbers. This is a man in a 17-game season. His averages since you get out of his rookie year, since 2019, he averages 32-13 with 4,300 yards passing, and that doesn't even begin to include all of the running. He has more rushing touchdowns than O.J. Simpson. Look it up. It's factual.
But I think what Will is saying, though, is that, look, Josh Allen's had down years throwing the ball. And I remember on this show last year when Brock Purdy was cooking Spadoni, you can see subscribe to this. People were so down on Josh Allen last year on the show. It was ridiculous.
Not me.
I said last year for that Niners team, I'm taking Brock Purdy over Josh Allen.
I was told Josh Allen may not even be able to play Shanahan's system. So I don't want to hear about Josh Allen. Josh Allen's a great player. We know that. He's one of the Golden Four. Joe Burrow, I call him the Golden Four. Lamar, okay. Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes. We know those guys, they're great. Now, what's the rest of the bunch? Even Jalen Hurts, he's struggling. Philadelphia's winning games.
Yeah, but Jalen's only making, like, I'm looking here, like, his guarantee at signing, Jalen Hurts, was $110 million, which is a lot of money, but when you rate it over 4 or 5 years, like, depends on how they, when you do these guarantees, you can amortize
His average per year is $51 million.
Well, that doesn't include his the guarantees, because there's opt-outs.
I understand the guarantees. I'm talking about AAV. 51 a year.
Yeah, but see, AAV is a misleading number. It's guarantees at signing.
No, that's guarantees the one. No, that I understand that. I think I schooled you on that. When you guarantee, because the agents want the big shiny headline, guaranteed money, signing bonus, highest paid player ever. But then you start breaking down to per year base contracts, and that's where, you know, a lot of guys make a lot of money per year.
I think when I look at the Niners situation, which goes back to the, like, to me, the magic number is about $130 million guaranteed. and it's over a three-year period, and then you can get out of it after that, which is what the Tua deal is, the Goff deal, some of the contemporaries that are going to be in his price range, right? And I say to myself, front load the heck out of it so that all the guaranteed money is in the first year or two right at signing. Like Jordan Love just got a $75 million check on Thanksgiving, for example, for his new deal, which he just got. And so like there's going to be outs on this. He's going to get a pay raise. He absolutely is. But it's all about, to me, it's the guaranteed money.